This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, January 13th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Picker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. Just go to our website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts and listen on demand. Joining us as usual, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to ask you, with the warm-up we had and some of the snow melting over here in Antrim County, did Gaylord completely melt out, or do you guys still have a base over there in Gaylord?
Yeah, we got a pretty good base over here still. We seem to be in this odd cycle of getting tons of snow, then half of it melting, then getting tons of snow, then half of it melting, then right. Getting tons of snow. So it looks like we just came out of that tons of snow cycle that we're in. But there's a nice base over here, actually. Saturday night, Sunday, we got some nice fresh snow that groomed up the snowmobile trails. Both of our resorts over here, Treetops and the Otsego Club, are both open, full capacity. So it's wintertime for sure.
Excellent, excellent. How did the concert go? I wasn't able to get there. I had some things I had to deal with downstate. But how did the Saturday night gig go there at the pavilion?
Oh, man, one of the coolest things we've ever done. This fishing tournament was for Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. So really what it was is a fundraiser for this amazing philanthropic effort. That what they do is they take and they purchase track wheelchairs for disabled veterans to get them out ice fishing, to get them out hunting, hiking, all this kind of stuff. And that's what MyOFO does, is they go out and they get track chairs for disabled veterans. So they had, last year was the first year, they had 36 teams. This year we had over 120 teams sign up for this ice fishing tournament. Saturday evening was the live music you mentioned. I mean, we had 200 people on property plus fire pits. The pavilion was packed. We had the food truck open. The bar was open. I mean, they gave away $3,000 in cash prizes. I mean, just an amazing event, and we're so looking forward to it again for next year.
Yeah. Wow, with 120 teams, That was a lot of fish, eh?
A lot of fish, and I got to tell you, last year they were not real happy with the size of the fish that were coming out of Otsego Lake, to the fact where if they didn't have a good turnout this year, they were potentially thinking about moving it off of Otsego Lake. But thankfully, they pulled out some of the biggest bluegill that some of these fishermen have ever seen out of Otsego Lake. So it sounds like it's going to stay here for the future, and we're super excited about it because it's literally right across the road from us.
Oh, wow, that's great. I love bluegill, especially fresh right out of the lake like that. Oh, man, that is some good fish. One of the things I think that people need to understand, too, again, this was a fundraiser. Did they have an opportunity to kind of analyze things yet, give you a financial report, or are they still putting all that together?
Well, I got to tell you, here's what's wild, right? So while this is a fundraiser, nearly everything is free. Free registration, free food, free chili, free bait, all kinds of stuff. The money comes from the sponsorships. And it's the Coca-Colas, you know, we didn't charge them anything to host the event. So really, Tom Jones, who heads up MyOFO, he's the one that went out and got all of these sponsorship dollars and things. That's really where the money comes from. So everything is free. And again, that's why the turnout was so huge, too.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Got some more information from Ian coming. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in the show. Second segment of hour number two with Ian Murphy, staying on through the break. Hey, Ian, I got a text message from Nick Wallace. He's a Bourbon Club member. He attended the dinner with me and Pat there at your place. He said, could you ask Ian when he's planning perhaps the next Bourbon Club dinner night? Totally enjoyed it and would love to do it again soon.
We're looking at possibly one for February. That's a great question. I'm also getting the question now, when is our next batch going to be coming out? And we're planning that this week, actually. So we're kind of taking inventory of where everything is and planning the next batch to come out as well. So hopefully February, probably the end of February. Obviously, we have Valentine's Day, kind of the first half. So probably towards the end of February, we'll plan another bourbon dinner. I'd love to get one done here in January, but we've got some things going on I can't tell you about. I'm dying to tell you about some changes that are happening, but I just can't quite yet. Maybe the first week of February, we can kind of start to discuss that a little bit. But fun things, exciting things, always happening with the Iron Pig.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that I know that a lot of people have texted me, and they've heard you on the radio with us on Tuesdays talking about breakfast, that they didn't realize, you know, we were back doing breakfast. And I said, well, one of the things that is very interesting, I got text messages that a couple other restaurants who have shut down recently in the Gaylord area, the Gobbler and a couple of other locations, not a whole lot of places for breakfast anymore in Gaylord. And I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. So they totally appreciate you doing that. And one of the guys says that he comes in and tries to come in at least, you know, every day, every other day for breakfast. But one of the things he said was didn't realize that the breakfast choices, or the options, I should say, have gone down so much in Gaylord. I didn't realize that was actually happening over there in breakfast in Gaylord.
Yeah, Iron Pig is the only place that's open for breakfast in Otsego County. I'm just kidding. No, it's true. Part of it really had to do with the pandemic. That shut a few of the breakfast joints down. One of my dear friends, the Wombolds, they have a restaurant on Main Street called Rise and Dine.
Yeah.
You won't hear me often promoting other restaurants, but they do basically breakfast only. They're about the only other independent that does breakfast. Mama Leone's does some breakfast, but really only on the weekends and in the wintertime, because they're right on part of the snowmobile trail there. Sure. But other than that, it's like the Big Boys and what's the other chain? The Big Red Box. I can't even remember the name of it. That's how Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah,
and of course, McDonald's and Burger King. But with regards to scratch-made breakfast, there's about two places in town that you can get, and we are one of them 7 days a week. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got a notice from Dawn Campton, came to me through Dar Olson, regarding the hearing on Monday up there in Judge Gauthier's courtroom regarding Grant Township. Were you able to find out what happened, what took place in Judge Gauthier's courtroom?
I have not heard yet, no. I do like Judge Gauthier up there. He gave us, but there was a favorable ruling from him early on in the pandemic regarding a hockey player up there in Sheboygan. So I would like to think that he's sort of on our side, if you can say that. But we've seen some of these judges just all over the place on these AI data centers, the industrial solar and wind facilities. So you never know. Unfortunately, I have not heard how that hearing went just yet. But that is a very crazy situation that's going on up there in Grant Township in Sheboygan.
Right, right, right. Well, one of the things that we're looking at, and this is very interesting, is the process of going through court to fight these cases that are pending regarding these projects. And I know you guys, and I believe David Delaney was representing these folks on Monday. I've had so many people, again, not fully understanding and grasping the strategy. And when they approved it, and then the citizens up there in Sheboygan filed the lawsuit, everybody was surprised because, again, didn't really see a lot of resistance. A lot of folks get there to speak up against it, more or less just allowing it to go through. But then, like you say, this is the strategy to keep it local. And I need you to kind of re-explain that strategy, because I had somebody else down in the, I believe it was Kent County area, Blandin Township.
Yep. Blandin.
They're going through one as well. So can you explain that process again so that people can truly understand why you and your attorney, David Delaney, are choosing this kind of courtroom strategy?
Yeah, we say pass it local to keep it local and sue local. So really what that means, and this was our strategy, very, very effective winning strategy from the pandemic that the Iron Pig used. And it was a very little known piece of the law, the health law that the Iron Pig used. Now, it's not exactly the same for Public Act 233, but it sort of is, insofar as if your local planning commission, whether that's a township, a county, however, whatever that planning commission that is going to approve that permit, whether it's for wind or solar industrial plants, they can be governed by Michigan Public Service Commission. So if you deny that permit locally, like say here in Otsego County, if our planning commission had denied that, that developer can then apply directly to Michigan Public Service Commission, cutting out the local planning commission and the local voices. Now, if you pass it locally, it's governed by your planning commission. You can then turn around, again, as long as it's been passed locally, you can then challenge it in your local court jurisdiction. Ours happens to be whatever it is, the 46th Circuit right here. So we took it directly to, after it was passed, we filed a declaratory action asking Judge Hunter, well, asking a judge, just happened to be assigned to Judge Hunter here in Otsego County, asking him to look at certain things of Public Act 233. That's what they've done also up in Sheboygan and a couple of other venues as well. The key to that is you're taking a decision that should be local and taking away the ability for the Michigan Public Service Commission, which is a three-person, unelected, appointed bureaucrat panel, versus, and like in our situation at Otsego County, Judge Hunter is an elected judge. He is responsible to the electorate. If we don't like what he's doing, or even our commissioners for that matter, we can unelect them. We can replace them. We don't get that opportunity with the three-person Michigan Public Service Commission panel. That's why we say, no matter if you're for or against, pass these things locally. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but pass them local because then you can control the outcome. Now, I cannot guarantee the outcome is going to be what you want. Like we have here in Otsego County, we basically got booted out of court. But in doing so, a judge said that Public Act 233 has no bearing on this solar development. Well, how can that be? Now we can go take that and question Blendon Township, Grant Township, all these other venues where these developments are popping up. We can now use these other arguments saying, hey, listen, this is not what our founding fathers had intended. The locals need to have control. Now, again, doesn't mean that we're going to get the outcome that we want. I mean, we're seeing planning commissions all over the state starting to approve AI data centers when the locals are coming out in mass against these things, but they're still getting approved. So this is where I'm saying the next couple of years, especially, we really have to pay attention to what our local county commissioners are doing and our local, the lowest level elected officials. We've really got to hold their feet to the fire, because we're finding out more and more that they're being incentivized in ways that none of us knew were possible.
Well, one of the things I'm looking at is because the Democrats, when they had the trifecta, the majority in the House, the slim majority in the Senate, of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they passed this Public Act 233, but Ian, they did not amend the state's constitution with it. It's a simple piece of legislation passed in the House, the Senate, signed by the governor. That basically can be undone based on who we elect in November to be the next governor. Maybe if the Senate flips back to Republican controlled, maybe they even expand their majority in the House. everything that they did regarding Public Act 233 legislatively can be undone if we elect the right governor and take back control of the Senate.
Yeah, and I believe actually, I got to count now, 4 or 5 months ago at least, a group of senators had put forward an energy plan, and repealing 233 was a big, big part of it. And of course, moving away from this, you know, net zero 100% renewable benchmark by 2030, that's just completely, there's just no way that that's going to happen here in Michigan. Our power grid is woefully undercapped. I mean, that is the key, is flipping those chambers, making sure that we have a majority, making sure that we've got a governor in there that knows exactly what the problems are. And Public Act 233 is a huge problem. The Administrative Procedures Act is a huge problem. If we want to get Michigan's economy going again, we have got to deregulate Michigan in a huge, huge way. Stop adding more restrictions and barriers to entry for so many things. I mean, to be a home health aide now, you have to go through all kinds of certifications. Just to care for your elderly parent, in order to get certain kinds of aid, you now have to either join a union or have X amount of certifications. That's insane to me. These are the things that we've got to say, exactly like you said, they can be changed because it's not in Michigan's Constitution.
Right, exactly. Well, one of the things that I think your involvement in these court cases fighting, trying to prove basically that Public Act 233 is unconstitutional. At this point, have you made any decisions regarding the appeal of the appellate court's decision?
In the Iron Pig case?
Yes. Are you going to take it to the Supreme Court?
That's a really good question. I'm coming up on the deadline. Most likely, yes. It probably is a complete dead end with this Supreme Court that we have right now. But in my opinion, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't still try. like I said, we have what, a 5-2 or 7-2? You know, there's too many Democrats on Michigan's Supreme Court right now for honestly any reasonable constitutional ruling to come out. These people right now are acting 180 degrees from 5 years ago when we had a Republican-led Supreme Court. So in my opinion, the Supreme Court in this state has been captured by political ideology. Yeah. So I don't know that much will benefit from my case going up to this, to these Supremes, but that doesn't mean that I shouldn't try, I guess, is what I'm wrestling with right now.
Right. Yeah, because I did get a couple of people texted me and asked me if, you know, he had made a decision yet. So that, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but that's basically, you know, some of the feedback. People are very interested and totally support you, you know, staying strong and fighting the good fight. But like you say, you may not want to do it just because, you know, like you mentioned, the court is so far left right now, you know darn well they're not going to rule in your favor, but at least maybe, like you say, die trying, I guess.
Well, what I would rather see is I would rather see somebody actually have some fortitude and some foresight and look at the T&B case and look at the Ottawa case, take that to a conflict panel. That's what we really need to do. So,
amen.
I'll leave it with that.
Yes, sir. Well, we greatly appreciate you fighting the good fight. And if you haven't been there yet, get to the new location right off of Old 27. Ian, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.